USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Chinese nationals have reportedly been posing as tourists and have gained access to U.S. military bases and other important sites.
A report published in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend cited reviews which noted dozens of such incidents over the past several years, although no precise details about exactly where. Of course, diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China have remained strained amidst this. The FBI and the Department of Defense have said U.S. government authorities are trying to root out these incidents and learn more about what may be going on. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden and others.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privilege motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. I mean, the country is in crisis, and he's going on vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
We are USA News.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow.
And then springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
With snakes on a plane, everyone kind of knew the plot line. But with the recent federal crime on a plane, no one is really sure at this time what happened.
Massachusetts State Police and the FBI reportedly responding to Boston's Logan International Airport on Saturday morning for a potential criminal act on a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston. State police troopers were notified by American Airlines of that potential criminal act that occurred on American Flight 1441 while in the sky between Charlotte and Boston. When the plane landed, it was met by Massachusetts State Police, who began an investigation. That investigation found the alleged act in question happened mid-flight, though police did not say what occurred. Because the act occurred mid-flight, it falls under federal jurisdiction, and the FBI asserted they have jurisdiction over the matter. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden spent part of Labor Day yesterday addressing jobs, the middle class, and presenting a pro-union message.
The president's remarks Monday came during a visit in Philadelphia. Biden spoke to a diverse group of workers from manufacturing all the way to things like stage work. Biden's statements come amidst growing pro-union sentiment in the U.S. Gallup polling in 2022 found 71% of American workers viewed unions favorably. More recent polls found 88% of Americans under the age of 30 felt the same. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.